Before Vicky sang her solo, she mentioned about being put on the platform at, what was it, Vicky, age 4, 3, 5, somewhere in there. Dad did me the same favor when I was about 4 or 5 years old. I can remember being put on the platform with the family. At that time, we were at a church that the podium was here, and then they had two speakers beside the podium, but they were just wide enough apart that I could fit my little body in between them and lean up against them the entire time we sang. It was really comfortable. Well, we decided to continue on with the tradition, and we brought JD into the group when he was 3 months old, so it was a new record. And he joined us for this next song that we had done the first several times that we did it together. He's chiming in right now if you hear him. That's why he's no longer a part of this song. Our next song is Always Be a Child. Vicky.
I was there when you drew the breath of life, and I could hear your voice the first time that you cried. And though you couldn't see me, I was very near, and there's something now that I want you to hear. You will always be a child in my eyes, and when you need some love, my arms are open wide. And even child in my eyes, I was there the first time you prayed, and I heard all the promises you made. And when you bowed before me, saying, Father, I have sinned, oh, I picked you up and held you close again. You will always be a child in my eyes. And when you need some love, my arms are open wide. And even when you're growing old, I hope you realize you will always be a child in my eyes. You will always my eyes, and when you need some love, my arms are open wide. And even when you're growing old, I hope you realize you will always be a child in my eyes. A child in my eyes.
long life of being with me, my wife has put up with a lot of things. And she's put up with taking full charge of the children, as the pastor was saying this morning, and doing all my dirty dishes and my dirty clothes and being a good wife in a lot of other ways, keeping me pretty, all that kind of good stuff. Well, as that's happened, she's had to put up with a lot, as I've said. We've been through a lot of job situations and hard times together that I wouldn't wish on anybody else. Not that we've been in poverty, but as you can tell, the Lord's never let me go without a meal. And He's always kept a roof over my head. But this old song is a favorite of mine. It's been one since I was a child, telling about how God does keep His hand on us because He's in charge of everything, and His eye is on the smallest of birds. His eye is on the sparrow.